this time on a Monday, we bring you a feature which is always known as Anglia in Focus. And today it's my pleasure to introduce you once again to an organisation which is actually putting on a fantastic event at the Marina Theatre in Lowestoft. It's entitled The Sensational 60s Experience. And it's going to be taking place at 7:30 on Sunday, the 5th of November. Now, last week we were going to be talking to Beaky, who's John Diamond from the Dave D. Dozy Beaky Mick and Titch Band. Yeah, you remember them from the 60s, some fantastic tracks they actually had, like The Legend of Xanadu. And they that was one of their favourites, Bend It, of course, and Hold Tight, a whole host of different tracks. But on the line, I'm very pleased to say, we've got Billy McGregor, who's the promoter for the Stage Right Promotions Company in the UK. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Not so bad. And yourself?
I'm well, thank you.
Now, we've got this fantastic event coming up in Lowestoft at the Marina Theatre this coming weekend. And as I was saying, I'm very sorry to hear that Beaky is still suffering with his health, to put it that way, at this moment in time. But hopefully he'll be okay for doing the gig at the weekend.
Well, hopefully he will be. He is still in hospital. And just before I came on air, I have received a text from Beak, and it says, I asked him how he was doing. Morning, how you doing, Beaky? How you feeling, mate? And I got a text back, yep, it'll all be good. So,
good.
Hopefully the doctors have seen him, and they're going to release him again. He must be getting bailed out again.
Yes, I mean, it must be very pressurising, I'd imagine, you know, literally doing a tour around the UK, as I know the band has been doing.
It is. I mean, you know, we only had seven or eight shows, I think it was, from mid-October here, but it gets very, very busy in November, so we got like another 16, 17 shows in November, the Marina Theatre being one of them. And the Marina Theatre, you know, it's very close to our hearts, because we've been actually, as performers and as promoters, me and Alan, we've been going to the Marina Theatre since 2000. Yeah, 2000 was the first time we went there. So we've got an affiliation with that venue.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, we've seen a lot happen. When we first went in there, there wasn't the extension bit, and we got a lot of friends there. So the show will go ahead. We've been going every hour, Sensational 60s Experience, and I'm sure Biggie will be all right, and all the hits will be performed.
Yeah, I'm sure they will be. Now, as I say, I mentioned a few of the hits of the band that Dave D. Dozy, Beaky, Mick and Titch had, and they were so well known, weren't they?
They were a massive band. I mean, it was Dave D. and the Bostons, first of all, and then they changed their name to Dave D. Dozy, Beaky, Mick and Titch. Obviously, as time goes by, they lost Dave E and then they lost Dozy. And Titch hasn't been very well. And they've got to replace these people to keep the music going. And you've got John Boy, who's been with the band, I think, 47, 48 years on drums, Mick on drums. And you've got Beaky, who's the original Beaky from the band. And, you know, these guys in these original 60s shows, if you want to see it original, they are getting on, and you know, as we get older, you get one or two ailments. But the hits that they had, unbelievable. I think it was 66 or 67 that outsold Elvis and the Beatles, and they were in the charts for 50 weeks out of 52.
My word, what a record that is.
That's a fact. You know, you mentioned Xanadu, Bend It, Hold Tight, you've got OK, you've got Hideaway. I mean, Beaky told me a funny little story about Bend It. A chart, I think, at number 14, went to number 11. Thought, well, we've got this, yeah. Went to 9. Says, we've got it, we've got another hit on our hands. Then it dropped to 19. And he thought, we've got a problem, yeah. And then the BBC banned the song Bend It, and it went straight to number 2.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, the show, they've got that many hits, I don't want to spoil the show for anybody, but they've got a little surprise in there. And it's excellent. It works. Well, I'll tell you a little bit of it. There's that many hits. They actually ask the audience for requests, and if the audience shout the song out, they do the song.
Well, that's great, isn't it? When
brilliant, fantastic.
When you've got that sort of participation with the audience, I think that's absolutely brilliant, that is.
That's what they do. I mean, when they told me they were going to do that, Mark, I thought, oh, because obviously it's got to come through me. And I thought, I'm not sure about that one. Oh, hasn't failed thus far. On the 8 shows we've just done, and that's what they do. They come on stage, do their thing, and then they say, like, it's your gig, any requests? They do the hits, obviously. They've got to do the big
hits. Yes, yeah.
But
yeah.
Any requests, if any song they do, they'll do it.
Yeah. You mentioned quite a few of their hits there, and I also mentioned the Legend of Xanadu and Hold
Brilliant.
Tight. And
yeah.
Now, Bend It, I understand, was a big hit in Europe, including number one in Germany.
Yes, I'm led to believe that myself, yeah.
You know, when you think about it, in this day and age, it's fantastic if you can be in the hit parade. And looking back all those years, the hit parade was really big, wasn't it?
It was big, and forgive my ignorance on this. I mean, you work in radio, but I think now, to get a gold or silver disc, you get it for 100,000 copies. You didn't in the 60s. I know this for a fact because I've got a silver disc on my office wall, given to me by Herman's Hermits, and it was for I'm Into Something Good.
Yeah.
A silver disc, and it was for the sale of 250,000 copies.
Cool. How things have changed.
So you had to sell more product to get these big hits. And the Dozies, as we call them, everybody calls them the Dozies. The Dozies had hit after hit after hit after hit. And that's a fact, by the way. Everybody calls them the Dozies. Oh, you got your bill? We've got the Dozies on my bill. All right, got you.
All right. I haven't heard that one before.
That's true. That's fact. Everybody. And now that, unfortunately, that Dozies no longer here, I've started calling them the Beakies.
Good idea, yeah, good
I
idea.
Well, are the Beakies arrived yet?
Now, I know that the group eventually gained a recording contract way back there, of course, in the 60s period, with Fontana Records. And these days, of course, we talk about records and everybody thinks, that they were the 7-inch singles, weren't they, way back then?
Yep, they were.
And when you think about it these days, with all the things we've got, like downloads and all that sort of stuff, it's a totally different world, isn't it, on the music scene?
It is, Mark. I mean, again, you're working in that industry. I'm not really in that industry. I'm the live side of it. You know better than me. But that's the downloads and everything is, that's what does happen now, doesn't it?
Certainly is. And as I say, you know, it's great to know that, you know, bands... literally like Dave D. Dozy, Beaky, Mick and Titch, the original lineup, that you know, their songs are still remembered and still enjoyed.
Still enjoyed. You know, we put this show together, me and Alan, and we've been running the Sensational 60s Experience since 2008 now, with different lineups, because we like to try and change one lineup, and it's very hard getting these original guys, because they are getting older, and some of them have retired, some have even passed. But with Dozy, Beaky, Mick and Titch, and the rest of our cast, everything you're hearing, and I'm proud of this, is live music.
Yeah.
Because when these guys did it, it was live. There wasn't such a thing as these gadgets, whatever these people use now.
Yeah, the electronic processing.
Whatever it is. We've got five bands on this bill, and every single thing that's performed is live. Live rock and roll music.
And you can't beat the live music, can you?
It's all live. Whoever comes to see my show in Lowestoft on Sunday will feel the live rock and roll music. My sound engineer, Andy Linklater, who's been with us now since 2005, he actually did three tours with Cliff Richard. He's worked with Steve Harley, and he's got a sound that, again, I've got to be dead truthful. I'm good at booking the shows and promoting the shows. I couldn't mix a kick. I couldn't mix a sound. I haven't got a clue. But I believe I've got best from my sound guys to my musicians on stage.
Mm.
The lineup that we've got, me and Alan, is live music. I mean, you've got the Dozies on there. Yes, you were going to interview Biggie. You've got the Swingin' Blue Jeans. Now, the Swingin' Blue Jeans, for me, are the best rock and roll band in the country.
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
They've got the players bouncing. You've got the Fortunes.
They're going to do the Caroline song, aren't they? The Fortunes?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Yep. And as one for you, Mark, it's my favourite song that they do, even though it's not one of their biggest hits. Mm. I love that song. And the Fortunes have been with me now for 4 years, 4 or 5 years. You've got Vanity Fair on there. Vanity Fair only had 3 hits, I think it was. But the hits are recognisable.
Hitchin' a Ride was one of them.
Hitchin' a Ride.
Yeah.
I'll Follow the Sun. I think that's the one.
Yeah. And you've got the Trems as well, haven't you? The former
Brilliant.
Members of the Tremolos.
Yes. Now, there you go again. How many hits, not only in the 60s, the Tremolos went into the 70s. My Little Lady.
Yeah.
Number four in the 70s.
Yeah.
Number four, I just listened to it yesterday. So, I mean, the Trems, you know, because you can only allocate so much time to these guys. We do a 3-hour show. But, you know, these guys could do a 6-hour show and have them there at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
And without one shred of a doubt, if they did all the hits.
Yeah.
And then they come to me and they say, well, Billy, we want to do this, we want to do that. I'm saying, well, we can't. We haven't got the time. Because some of our audience are getting on in years as well. They need to get back to get the hot chocolate at the bed. So we've got to think of everything. And I've got to, then I tell them to cram as many hits in as they can. And they tell me, well, you only give them 25, 30 minutes each. How do you expect them to do it?
Mm, yeah.
I don't know. But yeah. we've never done a show, and I'm very proud of this, whether it's the Marina Theatre or Nottingham Royal Concert Hall, whether it's 700 seats or 2,500 seats, or Liverpool Philharmonic, or any of these big gigs you see. We've never done any gig, apart from the pandemic year, from 2008, and not been re-invited back to the venue.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
I really believe we produce a good show, and the artists who we've got on our show become a team. So everybody works as a team. There's no egos, there's no... Everybody pulls together.
Well, that's the secret of it, isn't it? That's the secret
Brilliant.
Of a good performance.
Brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. Everybody just helps and just... I mean, one of the Trems got ill last year, was on the tour, properly ill. And the keyboard player from the Fortunes, Chris Hutchison, he learnt the Tremolo set on a weekend off.
Cool.
And he stood in.
Yeah, take some doing.
That's the calibre of musicianship we've got, though.
Yeah, yeah.
These guys are great players. They're great musicians.
Now, you mentioned the Fortunes there, of course,
yep.
And the Caroline song. And
yep.
here we are on the radio, on East Point Radio. And the Caroline song, of course, was actually adopted by the offshore radio Caroline, wasn't it?
Present and correct. Yes, it was.
And it's still, can I say, synonymous with all the offshore radio gatherings, of which there's quite a few every year. And they always play the Caroline song.
Yep. And I like I said before, I love that song. I'm going to say this. I've got the best 60s show on tour 100% because of the commitment and the professionalism that my act put in. And that we put into it, the people working with us, not for us, with us, we're a team. And when that comes across, because then you see the bands enjoying themselves, and these people who are paying very good money to come and see our show, they're not dummies, they see the bands enjoying themselves,
yeah.
And that rubs off to the audience, then everybody has a great night.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And that's only my opinion, but I tour with the show, and I see it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right.
I see it. I see it every night. And I'm so proud of what we've brought together. And I'm so proud of what we've brought together, how they send it across to the audience. There's not a greater feeling in the world when you see an audience standing on their feet at the end of the night. It's fantastic for me.
Live music and all the various acts joined together in unison and to make it an excellent performance.
It has been since 2008. It has been since mid-October on the first 8 shows of our tour. So I can't see it changing by Sunday.
No, I'm sure it's going to be a fantastic performance at the Marina Theatre. The sensational 60s experience. It's this coming Sunday the 5th of November. And it all commences at 7:30.
thank you. That's exactly right.
So it sounds great, obviously, and we've got the wonderful Dave D. Dozy, Beaky Mick and Titch, the original band, of course, which has altered, as Billy was saying, over the years. But they're going to be performing, and we're going to hear one of the tracks from literally the original Dave D. Dozy, Beaky Mick and Titch in just a moment. But don't forget the Trems, the former members of the Tremolos, the Fortunes, literally performing the Caroline song, the Swinging Blue Jeans, Vanity Fair. They're all going to be at the Marina Theatre Lowestoft this coming Sunday, the 5th of November at 7:30. Sounds wonderful, Billy.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us right here on East Point Radio. Much appreciated.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you for your time, Mark.
Thank you very much. And here is that track.
Stay close by me and hold tight, sing and shout, just wrap around the crowd and hold tight, shut your eyes, girl, you set me up for sight. Forget the other guys, you'll never fall, each time you call, hold tight, hold tight, hold tight. Girl, you're sending me in my bell and hold tight, can't move fly, swing it low, swing it high, high, high. Just wrap around the bell and hold tight, shut your eyes, girl, you set me up for sight. Forget the other guys, you'll never fall, each time you call, hold tight, hold tight, hold tight, hold tight.